It is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim joins us every Tuesday at this time. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, and sports, and brings over 40 years of experience to these subjects and others, and we always like to welcome him in this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're getting into that Thanksgiving spirit. You've got a lot to be thankful for in this country. I would like to begin with something to take you back a ways to April 9th, 1944. The war was still on, and a man named Henry Wallace was the Vice President of the United States. And all you have to do is Google him for some of his quotes. The first one that will come up is the one I'm referencing. And it's his take on fascism that Americans were somewhat getting into in the late 30s. And he obviously made the comparison to Hitler. But the thing is, I bring it up for you to read it. What's going on in this country right now, courtesy of the Trump Fascist Party, is the same playbook. Lie, avoid, criticize, create hostility, violence, all on the name of supposedly liberty. But really, the Trumpets are basically looking to take your liberty away. And, excuse me, their allies are out there lying and this and that and the other thing. Ultimately, what they want power. They want power over individuals. And they will use corporations, many of whom also want more power over individuals. The key thing is, from the takeaway here, is it became a happy story after 44 when we won the war and the boys and girls came home. And there was a tremendous, tremendous amount of enthusiasm. And people were so grateful that our democracy had survived. My hope, my trust, is that we will get through this period of fascism that is being pushed by Trump, the right wing, and all those who would like to take power over the individuals. So let's try and take that to the bank, and let's be thankful for what we have in this country. That's Henry Wallace, 33rd Vice President of the United States. You go to Google, you'll get his quotes up. He's done a number of quotes. Quiet, Sonny, quiet. Hey. That's my male dog. He wants to talk. I'll give him a shot later. In any event, I want to get into something else if I can remember what it was. I'm sorry, I lost it.
Well, okay, I'll bring up something for you while you find out what it is, and that is that President Biden is going to release oil reserves, but not only the United States oil reserves, but he has put it into coordination with other countries to, in effect, lower gas prices. This is just a short-term fix, but it's something that when it'll be more impressive and it should be more successful in the fact that it's not just us. It is us in association with other countries.
No question about it. No question. It is so key that he does this at this time to tamp down this rhetoric on we have a lot of inflation ahead. Nobody knows that. You can speculate all day long. One of the problems is the supply chain of various products from Asia, etc. Well, those things iron out eventually, and they do not necessarily cause inflation on their own. Also, when they start ironing out and people start having spent a lot of money at Christmas, you could see prices generally go down as more product is available. But that's very, very bullish for Biden to do, and it takes some of the steam out of the liars on the right who are basically suggesting that he's causing inflation. Absolute lying and stupidity. Now, on that note, he has reappointed Powell to be the head of the Federal Reserve. Powell is conservative of nature. Some wanted to get a more liberal person in. But I want to make a point. Some people were criticizing Powell for basically, again, a misnomer or a lie, that he was responsible for some of this inflation because of all the money that he put into the system at the beginning of the pandemic. He basically saved the country from going into a depression. Now, I know we have a lot of stuff on our plate, etc., but you have to stay with the facts. If we didn't basically spend all kind of money on as a country, on businesses, on people, we would be in a very, very big depression. So thank Powell, thank Biden. Let's get on with it, and we're going to be fine.
You know, what's interesting about this and what some, like I said, I always identify myself as a progressive Democrat, not even liberal. But what a lot of, there's a few Democrats that don't realize, presidents don't normally like to change this position when administrations change, simply because it is a stabilizing type of position, and so Donald Trump was the only one that really changed it right off the bat. Every other president basically has kept, at least for a portion of their first term, the same person in charge of this, just simply to keep it more stable.
Exactly. Very well said. Stability in government is always important, but it could never be more important than at this time of crisis that we're having, not only in a supply chain, but the pandemic continues. And please be careful out there. I hope you've all gotten your boosters. There could be some very rough sledding away. So we need to maintain stability, same players, good game plan, and then we get through this.
Well, we're sitting here right before Thanksgiving, and we have an economy that is gearing up, and yes, we do have inflation, but I tend to look at these stories and that are out there, first of all. And you have to, by the way, you have to really look for stories on the economy that make sense, not these stories about simply blaming things on supply chain. You know, and like you said, trying to blame Joe Biden and the Build Back Better plan for inflation. Now, there's a lot of things that go in to make inflation. And yes, part of Joe Biden's plan probably went into that and other things. But I think the news presents this too simplistic, that Americans once again have taken inflation and have taken it to a political stance, instead of let's look at the many factors that cause inflation in the United States, and not only in the United States but around the world. Look what's happening in Turkey. This is not just a problem here in the United States.
It's all over. By the way, I appreciate the pun bringing up Turkey, but that aside, you're absolutely right. But again, I come back to the point, we flooded the system with money, as did the Europeans and others, as we began to go into the pandemic. That's a government is supposed to lead us, help us, save us. A government is not to stand by and say, well, okay, another 100,000 are dead, but, you know, we don't want to put any more money in vaccines. I mean, that might create some inflation down the road. Well, inflation down the road doesn't matter to someone if they're dead. And that's what this government has been doing. And it's only because the former president of the United States has empowered his troops and revved them up to claim all kinds of negative things. If you look at what was just passed by Biden, this huge spending program, you have to understand, if you get out of the house and you go on a road or go over a bridge, you're going to know why we need infrastructure. But also, you need to know we need infrastructure to compete with China, with others. The point is, when we had a problem out in the port of Los Angeles, one of the problems was we didn't have enough trucks and enough truck drivers to get product out quickly enough. Now, we need better roads. Dwight Eisenhower is the last one, the great president from the Second World War, who created this huge highway system that we have. But my God, that's 75 years old. It needs to be rehabilitated. And people have got to get out of their shells and their one way of thinking just because it pleases them, even though it is wrong. And there's a lot of wrong stuff being put out. You really must, as Jill Goodwin said a long time ago, you need more sources of news. You just can't stay on Fox. Well, you can't stay on anything. Information is the way you succeed in life, be it in business or personal. And if you put your head in the sand and say, oh, I can't do anything about it, that is the wrong way to go about it for your own sake.
You know, here's something that that will second what you just said. A couple of headlines that I scanned this morning, and they came from three different news sources, and they're all different, but the basic headline was supply chain crisis is slowing down. You better buy early if you want to buy something. Those are the type of stories that are reckless and that cause people to go out and buy everything in bulk so nobody else can get it. This is where the media really falls flat on its face.
Absolutely. And people who have product to sell, they use the media by giving them some stories that have a little sensationalism to get it out there. Unless you need some kind of medical drug or just basic food, there's no reason to go out and stock up on anything. And if you miss a few Christmas presents for the kids or your friends, big deal. You'll pick it up and have a lovely time in March or April at some kind of celebration. Life is for living and breathing. It's not for spending and consuming. It's not for spending and consuming. As we know from the health of many people in this country, we do too much consuming of the wrong things. And that's because, I guess we all are subject to it, when you watch television and you see what they're pumping out in terms of they've got a solution for every little itch, for every little thing going on in your body, in your skin, or anything. They're just out there selling a product. We've got the wherewithal as human beings to have a good diet, exercise, be happy, appreciate people's point of view, and get on with it.
One other thing I want to pass along and get your, I think that finally, big box, major market stores are starting to really understand it. It started a little before the pandemic, but Target just announced that from now on, they started last year with the pandemic, but from now on, they're going to be closed on Thanksgiving. They're going to give their employees Thanksgiving off, and you know, I think finally, with this worker shortage, businesses are finding out that, you know what, people want more. They want to be paid more. They want more respect. They want more health insurance, and they want not to have to work on a holiday like this. And I think it's a good sign that businesses are finally starting to realize this, and maybe change the way they operate. Not all of them, but you get some of them in there, and I think it's a positive sign for the American worker.
Very well said. I hope to God that this is followed through, because it will help us get back to the democracy you and I grew up with as kids. I can remember when you had Thanksgiving many years ago. Wow, it was a time to relax. It was a time to walk down the block and say hi to somebody. It was a time to simply prepare something lovely for your family. But no hustle, no bustle, no running around and spending money and so forth and so on. And that is really necessary for the human being to have these kinds of pauses in their life so that they can live longer and live happier. In terms of the wages are way, way, way out of line with the huge economy we have And I'm not pinpointing specific billionaires. I'm saying the economy itself justifies more wage increases. We're not going to succeed if our workers generally are not happy and willing to participate and wanting to do creative things on the job. So I just hope that this trend continues. By the way, at this point, a good piece of news. Jeff Bezos, who's been criticized by everybody under the sun because the media accommodates that, he just donated $100 million to the Obama Foundation for them to dedicate just the name on a plaza for John of Atlanta, Georgia. He's also given $266 million to New York University Hospital and Medical, which is for teaching hospitals. He's given a number of various and sundry millions to various people. Now, why is he doing this? Well, he knows he's got so much money, he better start now, because he'd like to see the country prosper. Now, right away, the critics, the people out there, they want to criticize everybody, and God knows none of us are perfect. But right away, somebody's saying, oh, you know, he's doing this because some workers were complaining at the warehouses. Well, you know, he's not into slave labor. He's into giving people a job.
You know, when you look at today's billionaires, and there's a lot to look at, you can criticize all you want. I have a friend, Don Martin, who always said when he was young, his father said to him, he criticized someone who was wealthy, and his father said to him, "Don't knock it. You want to be that one day." But when you turn to people like Bill Gates, and when you turn to people like Elon Musk, yes, they make a lot of money. Yes, do they get tax breaks? Yes, but do certain wealthy people who are billionaires give back in philanthropy a lot of money? Yes, I think there's probably more of that nowadays than there was before, but unfortunately, there's also more companies that are not acting that way, and there's not enough of these individual billionaires to combat that, and that's why people like Musk get a bad name, because they're mixed in with the crowd. Yes, it's not a perfect marriage, but when you put money back into the economy and the country as a whole, like Musk does, and other wealthy people, and help philanthropy. That's what this country was founded on, and that's what used to make the economic engine hum. And it hasn't happened lately. The middle class, especially, has been held in limbo now for almost 30-35 years, and it's time now for the people making millions and billions of dollars, the upper class, it's their turn now to pitch in. The middle class has done its sacrificing for the past 25 to 30 years.
You're absolutely correct. I'm glad you brought up millionaires, because we need to continue to work on greater generosity in money or in service or in support from people who have been blessed with a lot of largesse, because that's the way it should be. There's some great sayings about that process, which is, you know, yeah, I came in here, but I probably came in here to help somebody, or et cetera. I'm not quoting properly. But the generous spirit, or the sharing spirit, or the taking care of our fellow citizens is crucial to our own happiness, that we know we're giving to somebody who is in need or needs help in growing into our society. It makes it work, and it's interesting. It is Thanksgiving, and so we should be thankful for what we have, but we should in our hearts and in our giving be very generous, take care of others.
Well, you know, we only have about a minute or so left, and I want to take this time to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. Now, do you cook, Jim, or do you go out to a restaurant?
No. We go to the kids. They cook.
This is the first year I actually feel like a senior citizen, because instead of making a full big turkey, I've decided, you know what, it's going to be like a 3-pound turkey breast. I'm not going to make the full 10 to 15 pound, 17 pound turkey this year. I'm going to take a break, but still sit back. I love Thanksgiving. It's a day you can just sit back and relax. And you're right. Count your blessings and appreciate where we live and how we live and our friends and neighbors and family.
And back to you, a very happy Thanksgiving. I really love the idea that you're taking care of yourself by just cooling out. And I think we should all cool out. We deserve it, because we've been through some very, very stressful times, which I needn't remind us about. But as I said earlier in the show, Thanksgiving was always a time to take care of yourself and just sit back and enjoy and be present and what's so good. So a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. Certainly to you, Marshall, your family, and we'll have a good week and enjoy the football on Thursday.
All right, Jim, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll speak to you next week.
One last thing.
Yep.
My dog, Sonny, sends his very best for happy Thanksgiving.
Give our best back to Sonny. Okay, Jim, take care.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio.